The Interior Department has finalized a plan to make 190 million acres of federal land available for geothermal energy projects, including lands in Alaska. The leasing program is going into effect in 12 western states. Officials say the leases could lead to development of 5,500 megawatts of new electric generation capacity by 2015. Geothermal power taps hot water and steam beneath the Earth's surface to produce energy. The hot water can also be used directly to heat homes. The Interior Department says under the new plan, which was finalized yesterday, some federal areas will remain off limits, like monuments and national parks, such as Yellowstone, which is known for its geothermal geysers. Most of the land, about 111 million acres, is under the Bureau of Land Management. Another 79 million acres is managed by the U.S. Forest Service. BLM's National Geothermal Program Manager Kermit Witherby says there is significant potential beneath Alaska's federal lands.
Alaska hadn't really been looked at before, but Alaska has a lot of geothermal resources being located around the Pacific Ring of Fire and a lot of volcanic activity and hot springs, and decided we needed to look at federally managed lands in Alaska for the potential of leasing, you know, applications that may come down, you know, in the future.
Witherby says the plan opens up more than 5 million acres in Alaska to leasing. He says there's already interest in southeast Alaska on Bell Island, which is part of the Tongass National Forest. Developers want to make a 20-megawatt geothermal power plant that could help power Ketchikan. Witherby says there are other patches of Alaska with geothermal activity.
The major potential in Alaska, I believe, spread in sort of a long ellipse from the Seward Peninsula eastward and then out on the Aleutian Islands and a few other areas.
Witherby says the main hurdle to tapping geothermal power is the lack of infrastructure. Some areas with potential are far from power lines and grids.
You may not have electrical transmission corridors and lines in, but they may be available for, you know, local uses for mining operations, or local communities could acquire federal leases to develop geothermal leases for space heating or electrical generation, much along the lines of what has been done up at Chena Hot Springs.
Chena Hot Springs Resort outside Fairbanks has harnessed the naturally occurring geothermal power to water to power the resort. It's a unique project because the water is at a lower temperature than typically used in geothermal power projects. It's seen as a model of how moderate temperature projects can work. Witherby says officials with the Interior Department will hold workshops and open houses in the 12 western states in a few months to talk about the leasing possibilities.